Today on Artist on Record, in the hot seat, the aristocratic rebel of the 60s, Prince Stash. This man is taking over TikTok with stories of the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, the Beatles. Did you know he was once arrested, Brian Jones, of the Rolling Stones? Today we're going to talk about the mystery of Jones's death and his friendship with him. It all starts now. Don't touch that dial. You know, there's so many stories about, you know, Brian Jones's death. He was murdered. He wasn't murdered. What? And to set the record straight for all the people that are fishing, there was documentaries. You never know the real story. You don't even know the real Brian Jones. The only thing you could find of him on YouTube is old interviews. And he seemed like just such a pleasant, well-spoken man.
My ultimate aim in life was never to be a pop star. I enjoy it. With reservations. But, I'm not really sort of satisfied, either artistically or personally.
Well, you know, everybody's multifaceted, and Brian, I've never experienced, except the only detrimental thing about Brian was witnessing him being, you know, in this horrid state, but he was never... we never had a fight. We never had. We argued over his decision to plead guilty, but that's about the only argument we ever had. We would have the most fascinating conversations. We were, you know, we were wonderfully compatible, and we never fought over girls, although we had, it was one of those things that you would. I had Zuzu before he did, Anita before he did, and you know there were other girls that we had at the same time, more or less. It was one of those things, you know, if you were cool about things, you had to remain cool. And so, according to some people, he could be really disagreeable. I've never experienced that, so I don't subscribe to that opinion. I've never seen. I think he could be, you know, under the influence of this or that. It could be difficult. With women, he certainly could be difficult. And the death part, I think the death part is so sordid. And that at the time, it was such a devastating blow, his death, that we were all convinced that Brian had somehow OD'd, you know, and then drowned as some sort of chemical reaction had taken place. Little did we know about that, the sinister builder stories and all that, but it's typical that, you know, when you don't know how to assert yourself, that's why I regret, that's another thing I told you, I regretted not having gone to see Ike Turner when I came back from my trip. I also thought of driving over to Brian's when he was at Cotford, and they said, oh, but, you know, this, like Charlie Watts was saying, say, how's Brian? Oh, he's paranoid about the rockers in East Grinstead, which is this place near the village where he lived. So I thought, oh yeah, typical, you know. And sadly, I had this marvelous motor car. I should have driven over there, and had I witnessed, you know, because I was brought up in another kind of milieu where you had servants and you. People would never have been able to be, you know, you have to treat people who are trying to take advantage of you in a certain way. And it would never have happened had I gone there. So I felt, oh no, why didn't I go there and, you know, clear the situation, because Brian would have listened to me and, you know, like, in this particular case. And I would have told Keylock in no uncertain terms, because you know, what the fuck's going on, and so on, you know, because he allowed things to drift. Now, there's another element which I have to bring to the table.
We'll be releasing more clips, but in the meantime, if you want to catch this episode unedited, join the club, become a member right here. In the meantime, subscribe, click on the box you see on your screen, and as always, who loves you, baby? We do. Thanks for watching.